Well, congratulations, bronze medal around your neck. It's been a good weekend for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Yesterday made the final in my first British Champs competition, and today is my second 200 of the year, so I can't complain at that as well, really. Another massive PB.
How difficult is it to try and prepare in 2 days for a 60 metre dash and then a 200 metre sprint around the track as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just something you've got to get used to. We do it obviously a lot in competition where we train day after day, but you're right, competing is something different, but that is just definitely getting used to it, and you get there in the end.
And the blue and white vest of York, you've got Yorkshire emblazoned across it. What's it like to perform, if you like, in your home county?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I train here as well and obviously compete for City of York, so it's really good to represent them at this level and just do the best I can do, really.
And what kind of shape would you have described yourself coming into the weekend?
Pretty good shape. I couldn't really have prepared for it any better, to be honest, so it's great.
And what happens next for you now after this weekend?
I get a week off, which is fantastic news, and just, yeah, more determined than ever to prepare for the outdoors now, I suppose.
Quick word about Louise Bloor as well, because obviously a medalist yesterday in the same event as you at bronze, yeah, and a gold today, and she just seems to be getting better and better.
I mean, she is. She's just really proving that someone who works hard can really get there in the end. She's persevered year on year. She's a lovely girl, and she just really deserves to be where she is at the moment.
And she's having to combine it with work as well, hasn't she?
Absolutely.
I mean, how difficult is that?
I mean, that is really difficult. Coming from a student life, and then I started work only just last year as well, so I'm working in a law firm 6 to 5 days a week, so it is really difficult. You just got to keep on top of everything and get physio in where you can, but Louise has proven that you can do that, so something to aspire to.
And where will we see you next, Rebecca?
Well, hopefully at the next British Outdoors and make a final there, and hopefully another medal.